You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Wednesday, May 1st. We'll tell you about more arrests as protesters have taken over new parts of university campuses. Also, historic changes to America's marijuana rules, and a first-of-its-kind tribute to top U.S. educators, plus new guidelines for breast cancer screenings, issues being reported with iPhone alarm clocks, and newly studied benefits of volunteering through work. Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The standoffs between university protesters and law enforcement have become even more dramatic. Yesterday, protesters rallying against the Gaza war seized the administration building at Columbia University and blocked everyone else out. So last night, police officers in riot gear stormed the building and arrested dozens of people. Now, NYPD is staying on campus for the next couple of weeks to deter more occupations or encampments until the end of the university's graduation ceremonies. Just blocks away at the City College of New York, protesters were also in a standoff with police last night, and many of them ended up being arrested as well. On the other side of the country, protesters have been occupying a library at Portland State University in Oregon. Protesters also occupied two buildings at California State Polytechnic University Humboldt until officers intervened and made arrests there, too. Also yesterday, classes had to be canceled at UNC Chapel Hill, where dozens of students were detained. And at least five protesters were arrested at Florida State University. And those are just a few examples of situations that have been happening at universities all over the country. Some protesters have been caught on camera making anti-Semitic remarks or violent threats, but organizers of the protest say it's a peaceful movement aimed at defending Palestinian rights. Meanwhile, ceasefire negotiations do seem to be gaining some steam in the Middle East, though for now, it's not clear if those talks will inspire American students to ease their protests here in the U.S. The federal government has made a historic move that could make it much easier to buy and sell marijuana in the U.S. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland submitted a proposal for White House review that would move marijuana out of the most restrictive drug classification. Marijuana has been designated as a Schedule I drug since 1970, alongside LSD and heroin. But the Justice Department now wants to downgrade it to a Schedule III drug, alongside testosterone and steroids, making it available with a prescription. Already, more than half of all states have legalized marijuana for some purpose over the last decade. And it's now believed to be the most commonly used federally illegal drug in the country. Still, it's a controversial issue. Some DEA officials still believe there's not enough research to prove marijuana's medical benefits, and they say there's still potential for the drug to be abused. Though federal scientists have said marijuana is not as vulnerable to abuse as other controlled substances, has therapeutic benefits that are backed by science, and has less serious outcomes than other drugs. Though even they say people could become dependent on it. To be clear, even if marijuana does become a Schedule III drug, it would still be illegal under federal law without other changes by Congress. But here's what would change. The drug would be studied and researched so any concrete medical benefits could be identified. It would also open the door for pharmaceutical companies to get involved with sales and distribution in states where medical marijuana is legal. And for the already existing cannabis industry, the move would get rid of significant tax burdens. Though for now, any reclassification could take months to complete and could be further stalled by lawsuits. So, to be continued. He was once considered the most powerful and influential leader of the global crypto industry, and now he's headed to prison. Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao, better known as CZ, already pleaded guilty to money laundering violations. Prosecutors say CZ allowed hackers, drug dealers, and sanctions violators to use his exchange to move hundreds of millions of dollars, all while making money. And this week, he was sentenced to at least 4 months in prison for doing so. Prosecutors wanted him to spend years behind bars, but the crypto billionaire reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that included a much lighter sentence and him stepping down as Binance CEO. Though CZ is still reported to have an estimated 90% stake in the company. And Binance is still the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in the world, with about $10 billion in volume per day. Separately, Binance is still being sued by the SEC over allegations that it misused customer funds and ran an illegal exchange in the U.S. So stay tuned. Former President Trump's criminal trial is back in session. The first full day back from a long weekend wasn't a good one for Trump. The judge announced the former president was in criminal contempt for violating a gag order that says he's not allowed to make public statements about potential witnesses. Remember, prosecutors had flagged online posts on Trump's social media site and campaign website. Well, the judge ended up fining Trump $9,000 over those posts and threatened to put him in jail if he violates the gag order again. But his legal team still says the president should have the right to defend himself against political attacks. And shortly after the decision, Trump put out a campaign email that read, quote, "They think they can bleed me dry and shut me up, but I'll never stop fighting for you." Reminder, this case accuses Trump of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to a porn actress. But Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The White House is holding a first-of-its-kind state dinner tonight for some of America's top teachers. A state dinner is typically an honor reserved for foreign diplomats. They're usually lavish affairs with formal dress codes, multi-course meals on fine china, a military band, and more. And now the honor is being extended to educators. It's being spearheaded by the First Lady, who is a teacher herself. Teachers from all 50 states were selected by the Council of Chief State School Officers, and now they'll all be given the black tie treatment. All right, we have more news for you still ahead. But first, this episode is brought to you by Boll & Branch. So you've probably heard all the different sleep hacks out there, but my best advice, just get the bedding you love. For me, my body just melts into bed and I go right to sleep with my Boll & Branch sheets and duvet set. My husband and I agree that Boll & Branch has the best bedding we've tried, and we've tried a good amount. So no wonder we went back for more. After loving our first set of signature sheets from Boll & Branch, we got another set. Super soft, super breathable, just feels good on our skin. And we even followed it up with our duvet set, which looks amazing and is also so comfortable. We got the linen duvet set in the mist color. Both our sheets and duvet set have only gotten softer with each wash, too. And together, our entire bedroom has been upgraded in both look and feel. And get this, there's a 30-night worry-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND branch.com, with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Now back to the news. An influential health group has a new recommendation for American women. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force updated its guidance, saying women should begin mammograms at age 40 instead of 50 and screen every other year for breast cancer until they are 74. The last time the task force updated its guidance, it said women in their 40s should make an individual decision with their doctor. But now more people in their 40s have been diagnosed with breast cancer, and the task force says there's new, more inclusive science that backs up the recommendation. And this is a big deal, since many doctors choose to follow the task force's guidelines, and insurance companies tend to cover the costs of what the task force recommends. By the way, women who have a family history or genetic risk factors, making them at high risk of breast cancer, may start screenings before age 40, and there are separate screening recommendations for them, like more thorough testing. Walmart has decided to close all of its health centers across the U.S. Walmart says that part of its business has just become too costly. So it's going to focus its health business on its thousands of pharmacies and vision centers instead. And speaking of Walmart, this week, the big box chain announced a new line of premium foods called Better Goods. It includes more than 300 new products with a focus on trendy, plant-based, and allergy-friendly options. This is actually the largest debut Walmart has staged in two decades. A group of major American newspapers is now suing the makers of ChatGPT and Copilot. The papers say OpenAI and Microsoft steal millions of their copyrighted articles without permission and without payment, even behind subscription paywalls, to train their artificial intelligence chatbots. They also say in some cases the chatbots will actually cite their newspapers with information that's fabricated. OpenAI responded to say it didn't know about these papers' concerns before now, but that it's in conversations and working on partnerships with other news organizations, saying there's opportunity for AI to be mutually beneficial. So far, Microsoft has not commented. So if you rely on your iPhone to wake you up in the morning, you might want to set a backup alarm for a while. This week, some users have reported their iPhone alarms going off without any sound, meaning their alarms aren't really waking them up. Apple told NBC News a software problem is to blame and that it's working on a fix. A few people on TikTok blame the attention awareness feature of iOS that checks if you're paying attention to the screen, and they suggest turning that off under settings, though the company hasn't said if that's exactly what is actually causing the issue. The winner of the recent $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot has now come forward. It's an Oregon man who says he's been battling cancer for 8 years and is still receiving chemotherapy. He says he slept with the lottery numbers under his pillow and prayed he would win, saying he wanted to do something for his family with whatever time he had left. And now that he's won, the man says he plans to live a normal life, provide for his wife and two young children, and find a good doctor for himself. Then he wants to buy his family a dream home. He's also sharing the prize with a friend who put money toward the tickets. They decided to take the lump sum payment, which ends up being about $422 million after taxes. Powerball says this was the fourth largest jackpot in history and the largest prize ever won in Oregon. Okay, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick thank you to our sponsor, OneSkin. If you're like me, you are tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, or even just asking yourself, wait, do I really need to have some time-consuming process to have healthy skin? This is why I'm so excited to tell you about OneSkin. Their products make it easy and effective to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine or time-consuming protocol. Instead, each morning and night that I do this easy skincare routine, it feels like a mini dose of self-care that I can actually commit to. I've been using their products for a while now, and I can really tell the difference in my skin, so I will be buying this again, even if they don't keep sponsoring the show. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. So get started today with 15% off using the code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. There's a new trend among corporate employees. A desire to give back. A platform that helps companies manage volunteer programs says last year they saw a lot more active participants and volunteer hours than ever before, and it seems to benefit everyone. Research has found that companies with robust volunteer programs have lower turnover rates and happier employees. A recent Oxford study looked into 90 different workplace well-being interventions, and it found the only one that actually improved employee outcomes on a collective level was volunteering. Granted, that is just one study, and it's not clear if the other interventions worked for some employees at the individual level, but it also does show how helpful volunteering can be. Oxford's research says it has such an impact on well-being because it offers workers a sense of purpose and belonging. Human resources associations say about half of companies offer volunteering programs now. There are some challenges, like finding the time in a workday to commit to volunteering, but for companies that want to get on board, business management experts have some advice. For example, they suggest giving employees the freedom to choose their volunteer activities, nonprofit partners, and time commitments. All right, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.